WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are live at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. Good morning, everyone. Todd Griffin, along with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung with us this morning. A tough week for the Tigers and a tough loss last night against Graves County, 48-0. But looking ahead, McCracken County coming up on the road next week. And, Coach, you look back to last night. What were some positives you could pull from that one to try to start getting ready for McCracken County?
Well, we played a bunch of young kids. We have a very, very promising crop of freshmen, sophomores, and they got a lot more playing time last night, so at times they played well. Some of them probably played well almost throughout the game, so we got to see what the future holds for us, and I feel like we got some kids that are really going to be good football players, and last night was a learning experience. And, you know, we didn't play well as a team, obviously, as you can see at the score, but there's some bright spots there. There are some things we can build on, and that's what we're going to focus on moving forward.
Yeah, those young kids got in, able to move the football there late in the first half, and especially in the second half, able to pick up some yards, just never could get on the scoreboard.
Yeah, we did some good things. We threw the ball a little better at times. We dropped some passes that we got to make those catches. But part of the reason we're struggling in that area is because we're not giving ourselves the opportunity to make those big catches enough, and the kids don't have enough experience yet to make those critical plays, but we're going to get there, keep working, and you know, we're going to focus on catching the ball and moving the chains, and we'll get better as we go.
Had a couple of kids playing quarterback last night. Jack Roach looked good out there, and the young kid, the freshman Daylon Lander, got some action.
Yeah, we knew going into the game they were both going to play quarterback. They both, you know, Jack throws a good ball. He's got a good quick release. He's a big, strong kid. He ran over a couple people last night. He looked good. He looked good at times. And Daylon came in and probably had a very memorable first pass. He threw a pick six on his first pass. But he's going to be a really good player. He runs around well, athletic. Does a good job keeping his eyes downfield. And you know, I told him going into the week, you guys are going to mess up. You know, it's your freshman and sophomore first varsity game. So don't think that if you mess up that's going to be like, well, you're done, because that's not what it's going to be. I know you're going to mess up, you know, and they messed up at times, but those two guys have a lot of potential. I don't really know what we're going to do for sure. We may play them both the rest of the way out. I feel like they both deserve an opportunity. They're both hardworking, competitive kids, and that's what we want. You know, we want kids that are going to get out there and get after it and try to make plays, and that they're doing that.
Yeah, the first real competitive action at quarterback for Daylon, and there's just no way to prepare for game speed if you haven't been out there in a varsity game. Yes, he was quarterback on the middle school team, and he had seen some mop-up duty, but you get in there at game speed, I mean, you just have to get out there and get used to it.
You know, yeah, that's big. You know, last year he was playing middle school football this time, so that's a big adjustment for him. And Daylon's had a little bit of he's been playing JV quarterback for us, whereas Jack, you know, Jack starts on defense. He hasn't been getting the JV reps that Daylon has. So they're both adjusting to Friday night game speed, and there's going to be some growing pains, but they're both they're high quality, high character kids. They watch film, they work hard, they play multiple sports. They're the kind of kids that are going to – eventually we're going to start winning. So
I was going to say, Jack's kind of your Mr. Everything. I think he was a leader in tackles last night, and he played some quarterback, so you could put that kid at a lot of different spots.
Yeah, you know, he started the year at defensive end for us, and we had to move him to linebacker. And, I mean, last night he probably played his best game at linebacker. He comes downhill, he hits people, he's physical. With him and Cooper in there as two sophomore – inside linebackers. We also play two freshman outside linebackers in the Wilsons, Cam and Derek. So we got some good young kids in there getting reps early in their career, and hopefully by the time those guys are juniors and seniors, it'll really pay off experience wise.
Just seems like we're a little snake bit at times. Last night's game got off to a great start in one sense. First play from scrimmage, you get the interception. But on the same play on the interception return, one of Graves County's receivers made a great play to punch the ball free, and then Graves got it back and went down and scored. So you see the interception and you think, hey, that's the big momentum boost we need right there, and then we didn't get to keep it.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like we're getting any breaks right now. You know, we've played more discipline. I mentioned, you know, early in the season, our first game, we got a bunch of penalties, and those penalties really cost us late in that game. And we've cleaned that up. I think we're only getting two or three penalties a game. But, like, the big play breaks, like tip balls getting caught or getting an interception and fumbling it, and then guys having a chance to get on the fumble, but they still get it. They had a bad snap. It bounced back to the quarterback. He picks it up and throws it and completes it. It's just like, when are these breaks going to start breaking our way? Because right now they're not. But we have to keep working hard, and eventually, though, that tide will turn and we'll start getting some breaks.
Yeah, even the Union County game on their first drive of the night, we had a chance to maybe pick one off, and it goes right through our hands, right to a Union County receiver for a big play.
Yeah, I must not be living right, Todd.
Yeah, got to get something changed, but it just seems like we can't get off to that good start, and even when it looks like we're going to. And when you're having trouble scoring some points, once you see the other team score a time or two, it's really difficult for the team to get back up after that.
Well, when you haven't won a game yet, that can kind of build on kids, and it kind of, you know, you can go in a game with a positive note, but when kids have lost or on a losing streak and you get down a touchdown and then down two touchdowns, it's really easy mentally for those kids to kind of just say, well, here we go again. You know, if you're not accustomed to coming back in games or being down in games and winning games, that's something in kids' psyche that you got to break, because – you know, three touchdowns isn't that you're not out of the game at three touchdowns, especially in the first half. But right now, when we get down, it seems like when they get that first score, that our heads go down after the first score, and we got to get over that if you want to be competitive.
Well, you guys had to kind of adjust your game plan late in the week, and like I said, you got to play a lot of young kids, and they showed some promise. But you didn't really have a whole lot of time to game plan with those guys.
No, we had some things we had to adjust to. We were missing some guys, and we had to plug some guys in and kind of change what we were doing offensively. We lost some of the speed guys that we're really counting on to implement our game plan. But you know, we're not gonna make excuses. I felt like going into the game, we still had guys that could put us in a position to win. I felt like we had guys that were playing hard, so. We're not going to use that as an excuse, and we're going to – when we get those guys back, we're gonna make some adjustments based on the new things that we learned from the young guys playing, and we're going to try to get the other guys implemented back into our game plan, and we're going to move forward.
Giving Graves County some credit, I thought they actually were a little better than I anticipated coming in.
Yeah, they one thing that they always are is they're always a pretty physical football team. They play pretty disciplined always. That's the way, you know, that's the way they've always been. They don't have a lot of great athletes, but they got enough athletes to do some things. I was impressed with their quarterback play. You know, he made a couple really throws into tight windows that. Even watching film, I'm like, how did that kid catch that ball? And they, you know, they're disciplined. They got some kids that aren't the best athletes at receiver, but they run good routes. They catch the ball, and you know, they're a solid football program.
Well, and the quarterback is a coach's kid, and those kids are usually pretty sharp on the little things.
Yeah, yeah, and he did a thing in the run game that kind of surprised us. They, you know, they pulled a guard one way, and guard reads are usually pretty good. And he kept it and pulled it out the back door on us a couple times, and that was really kind of unexpected. Kind of, I don't know if that we called that, but that was a pretty heady play, and they hurt us with that a couple times.
Well, one of the reasons I think it was so difficult to maybe get a read on Graves County coming in, their first two games were Mayfield and Tillman, and they kind of struggled in those games, like a lot of people are doing this year with Mayfield and Tillman. Then they played a team last week that they beat pretty handily, but that was a team that was kind of weak, McEwen, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So it was difficult to get a read because they hadn't really had a competitive game against anybody.
Yeah, and they usually do play a tough schedule. So, you know, I commend them for playing those top programs. The score was lopsided in both those games. But as you can see, you can take losses and learn from them, get better. And they, as they obviously have, they've won their last two games pretty convincingly after getting beat convincingly in their first two games. So, you know, they're doing a good job over there. They got a good group of coaches. Coach Gregory is very experienced. Some of those things they're doing, we need to be doing some.
Yeah, Mayfield and Paducah Tillman, I think fair to say both are state contenders this year.
Yeah, obviously Mayfield will be. Mayfield probably, I think, is the best team in 2A. We play them in 3 weeks, and Tillman is probably one of the most talented teams in the state. They have a lot of weapons. They have a lot of size. So if they're playing well, they're going to be a tough out for whoever they play. I know their class is really tough. I think Boyle County is in that class. Maybe Cal. I can't remember all 4A teams, but come playoff time, I'd say they have a good shot.
Well, congratulations to Graves head coach Lance Gregory picking up his 71st win as Graves head coach last night and setting the all-time record there.
Yeah, Lance is he's a good guy. I think he's been there since about 2010. You know, he took them to state 1 year. They're state runner-up. Me and him have known each other. I'm from Graves County, so me and him have known each other ever since he came to Graves. And, you know, he had to step in this year as it's an interim this year because Coach Kemp had to leave, and Lance stepped right back in. And, you know, they couldn't have got a better guy to in an emergency to step in, and he's done a good job. He's also an administrator, so, you know, he's doing double duty, but he's a really good football coach. They got a bunch of good assistant coaches, so they're doing a good job.
Yeah, 71st win at Graves County as head coach, and we mentioned the Union County coach is getting close to the record up there. I think he's probably going to get that this year. I think it's 70-something. Of course, at Caldwell County, I think you've got to get to 117 to tie the big guys.
That's a long way, Ty. I don't know if I'll live that long, Ty, especially the way this season's going.
I think Fred Clayton had 117 wins. Pat Gates had 117 wins. And David Barnes had 110 and, of course, would have gotten there because we went 8-5, I believe, the year that he died.
I think we went 8-3.
8-3 is what it was?
Yeah, but he would have broken the record that year.
Yeah. That's a lot of wins.
And Coach Barnes, we had a high winning percentage. You know, I don't think he coached as long as some of those other guys. He had a really high winning percentage. So all those guys were great football coaches. I would venture to say there's not very many schools in the state that have three head coaches that have over 100 wins at the school. That's pretty impressive.
We're talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. The Tigers falling to Graves County last night. Caldwell County now 0-4. Tigers headed to McCracken County next week. We need to get to a break. We'll come back and have more from the Biscuit Barn right after this. You're listening to Saturday Morning Quarterback on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore at Joiner Hardware on Main Street in Princeton.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The WPKY News Edge team is dedicated to keeping you informed around the clock. News, weather, and sports. Join us weekdays at 6:30, 7:30, noon, and 5. Plus 24/7 when you need it at WPKYonline.com and worldwide on the free WPKY app. The complete coverage you deserve from a proven partner. No fees, the way it should be. We are 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. Welcome back to Saturday Morning Quarterback, a big day here on WPKY. We'll be broadcasting from downtown at the Black Patch Street Fair a little bit later on this morning. As a matter of fact, right as we wrap up here at the Biscuit Barn, we'll be going downtown, so stay with us. Talking this morning with Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. The Tigers falling to Graves County last night at Tiger Stadium. Road game next week, McCracken County, then a pair of home games after that with Christian County and Mayfield coming back to Tiger Stadium. Coach, a big night last night at Tiger Stadium with the 1963 and 1998 state championship teams in. And, you know, good turnout for the 1963 team, but a lot of those 1998 guys came back.
Yeah, and that's really cool that those guys have come back. And I'm really glad that we get a chance to honor them in our football game. It's really special to be a part of a state championship, I think. And a lot of those guys are some of those guys have kids coming up on our football program. So hopefully you'll start to hear some of those same last names again. We'll get our football program straightened out and we can start representing them better.
Well, some of those 1963 names are legendary, though. You got your Stevens and your Jaggers and your Cartwrights, and you know I'm going to forget people, but those guys, 13-0, and of course back then Class 2A was a little different than it is now. Class 2A was the top half of the state, not Louisville. The Louisville schools were all 3A, and then the rest of the state was broken down into 1A and 2A. So Caldwell County in 63 had to beat Owensboro, Lexington Lafayette, and Fort Thomas Highlands to win the championship.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, and you hear those schools are all 5-6A programs now.
Yeah.
So, it was a pretty special time, I would imagine, to be a part of Caldwell County football.
And the 1998 team, I think, kind of surprised everybody by beating Danville in the championship game. I think Danville was a 3 or 4 touchdown favorite, and Tigers got it done that day.
Yeah, that was all. I was at that game, actually. That was at my first year coaching, and I was coaching in Greenwood that year, and we actually scrimmaged Bullet East at the beginning of the season
year.
So I saw that Bullet East team, and they were a tough physical team. I think that was their 98 team semifinal game. And then I was at the 98 state championship game, so I wasn't rooting for Danville, but us as coaches, we sat on that top half of that side of the stadium, so I was sitting on Danville's side. I remember Caldwell falling behind early and then getting back in that game. I remember Stewart breaking that long run down the sideline. I remember that fake punt they tried.
Yeah.
And so I remember a lot of that stuff. So that was the second state championship game I'd ever been to. The first one was I saw Mayfield get beat by Middlesbrough, and then I saw Caldwell beat Danville. So those were my first two state championship games.
You know, there were some interesting connections with Caldwell and Danville. I believe Josh Jaggers was on that Danville team. Mm-hmm. So there's a Jaggers connection. And I believe Hunter Robinson, who used to be our trainer, was a student assistant Danville team.
Yeah, that's right.
So, a couple of connections that maybe not everybody made. But, Yeah, we used to talk to Hunter about that game sometimes. she didn't appreciate it the way we did.
Well, that was a sweet win that day. You know, going into the game, of course, I didn't know anything about Caldwell County back then. And, you know, you go in thinking that Danville was going to blow them out.
Yeah.
That's what everybody thought. You have your little pick'ems or whatever. And then they fell behind. Caldwell fell behind 14-0.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're sitting up there on top. When you're with Danville fans, and you're like, oh, Danville's getting ready to blow this wide open. And those Caldwell kids just didn't quit, man. They just kept playing and kept scoring and got back in the game and ended up winning by 10. And it was an awesome game. It was an awesome game to witness.
I don't know how many Caldwell County fans have come up to me through the years and said, you know, I was at that game, and when I saw Danville's team come out on the field and when I saw Caldwell County's team come out on the field, I thought, oh, man, we're in trouble because Danville was just huge. They had so many players. We were kind of short. We had some players. I mean, there were some good athletes on that team, but not the way Danville. They just looked huge. And a lot of people were like, yeah, I thought we were in trouble. And then you never know. You win the game 38-28.
Well, and they had a new kid that had transferred in that year because, you know, I was at Greenwood. So we knew the Brick kid because he came from Warren East, you know, and he had played against us at Greenwood and had a bunch of yards, ran all over us. So when he transferred to Danville, we were like, oh, here we go. They got this great running back now on top of all the talent they already had. So, it was awesome to see him get beat.
Well, and that Tiger team, I mean, you start talking about players. Gerald Fuqua was on that team. He might be the best Tiger football player ever. You know, if you're not going to put Eliza Sindelar in that spot, Gerald might be. Stuart Childress went on to have a great career down at Murray State. Kelly Tinsley played college football. A lot of those guys played college sports. Several of them played baseball. So, I mean, there was some really good athletes on that team.
They were great athletes, and I think to much of the state, they were kind of unknowns until that state championship game. You know, I remember when Stuart ran that touchdown, and he's outrunning all those.
Britt was on his heels all the way down the sideline.
I'm thinking, who is this number 11? Yeah. Man, he is fast. Yeah. You know, it was a unbelievable play, you know, and Gerald played great, and Justin Grooms was great, and Kelly Tinsley, they were great. And that was kind of my introduction to Caldwell County football. So,
yeah, that was a good day. Some days you have really good days, and some days you don't have really good days, but that was a really good day to be a Tiger.
Yeah, it was good weather, too.
Yeah, and the year before, it had snowed up there, and it was miserable. Mm-hmm. So the weather actually played into Caldwell County's favor that day because ran more of a pro set offense, but would spread you out a little bit and throw the ball. And that's kind of how we got back in the game, was throwing the football.
Yeah. I remember, I think they started going empty formation in shotgun, which I don't think Pat had run all year. I mean, just did it for the state championship game. And I'm sure they weren't ready for it, and I know they weren't ready for Stewart to run like he did.
I think Caldwell scored 3 touchdowns in the last 7 minutes of that game to come back and win. It was 28-19 Danville in the fourth quarter, and Caldwell came back to win the game 38-28.
I just remember that fake punt call is one of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
It was 4th and 1, I believe, right?
I think so.
4th and 2, something like that.
Yeah, they should not have, because I think they were up when that happened.
Yeah, they were still in the lead. When Gerald scooped that ball up and went and scored, that put Caldwell in front for the first time.
Yeah. It was not a good call.
So, some great memories there. The Tigers making a run. But, again, fun night last night. And I believe you got a commemorative coin out of all that.
I did. I didn't know what it looked like, or I didn't even know what it was. I think whoever made the coin wanted them to use it for the coin flip, but they weren't going to. I don't think the referees were going to use it for the coin flip. So they showed it to both teams and flipped it over, and then they kind of just secretly handed it to me. And then they pulled out a regular coin. So I got to take the commemorative coin home with me.
It's always fun to go out for the coin flip because we don't have it on the radio. And it's always different because each referee gives you a little different speech before the game.
Yeah, and they asked me before the game if I wanted to do the coin flip before the game or at midfield. Like normal, and I said I want to do it like normal. I want to go back to the old way to actually going out and having the coin flip. That's what I'm going to say every week. Let's go back to normal.
Yeah. Do you realize that after next week's game with McCracken County, we're halfway through the regular season?
It flies by. You try to tell kids that too. You know, I think sometimes kids take football for granted, you know, especially when you lose, they let it become drudgery. And I try to preach to them, this is not drudgery, guys. I mean, you need to realize that you're making memories. No matter what your record is, you're making memories and you're building character that you'll take with you for the rest of your life. You know, even though we're 0-4, I'm living the dream. I'm coaching high school football. It's awesome. And, you know, even when you lose, you get to come back. As of right now, we still get to come back and play again next week. So you got an opportunity to fix things. And you know, the journey is fun if you make it fun. You know, even if you're a big underdog, you know, if you're a big underdog, you got a chance to shock the world, go out and beat somebody. So
we're talking this morning with Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung on Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Again, a big day in Princeton with all the Black Patch activities going on downtown, and we'll be broadcasting from downtown as soon as we finish up on Saturday Morning Quarterback this morning. We do need to get to a break, though. We'll come back and run through some scores from last night, so stay with us as we continue on from the Biscuit Barn here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Mark your calendars. The Black Patch Festival is returning September 9th, launching with a hearty pancake breakfast and 5K run, transforming downtown Princeton into a bustling hub of activities. You're invited to roam Main Street and discover arts and crafts, indulge in mouthwatering delights, marvel at classic cars, or get up close with fascinating critters. And don't miss the thrilling pedal tractor pull as the day turns to dusk. Sway to the tunes of Tim Rhodes. Follow Facebook for updates.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers, Preston Burrell and Cole Wyatt, as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Caldwell Medical Associates Orthopedic Clinic is your one-stop shop for orthopedic care. Our team of medical professionals can diagnose and treat a wide range of orthopedic care and get you back on the path to a happier, healthier you. Whether you need basic fracture care or osteoporosis management, a sports physical, or back pain treatment, we've got you covered. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with an orthopedic provider, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select L Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $800 now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
H&R AgriPower is your Kubota dealer for sales, service, and parts. 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
Something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We're back at a busy Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street this morning, Saturday morning quarterback with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung, who got a hug during the commercial break there.
Yeah, so that was very sweet. Yeah. And I needed a hug, Todd.
Yeah, you need it. Lost to Graves County last night, 0-4, but like we said earlier, trying to keep getting better and get ready for McCracken County next week. And checking some scores from last night, some interesting scores from around the area. Crittenden County defeats Hopkins County Central 26-21. I believe the Storm had the lead at halftime in that one, so that was a good competitive game and a chance for maybe for some of us to look at scores and compare them a little bit. Crittenden County coming up later in the season as a district game for you guys this year.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised that score. Hopkins Central beat us in week one, but it was a competitive game, and we had a chance to win that game. Conditions seemed to work against us in that game. We got a lot of silly penalties, but Crittenden County is a solid football program, and Coach Courtney's doing a good job. So I look for that'll be a big game late in the year, and I look forward to it.
Trigg County with a big win over Russellville, 59-13. So Trigg County starting to find its footing a little bit. I think they had some injuries early in the season, but starting to get everybody healthy.
Yeah, I went and saw Trigg early. They got a good we got a couple really good athletes, young kids. I can't remember number three's name right now. He's a sophomore, and, you know, he's been carrying a big load for him on offense. And, you know, they got a couple really good defensive linemen, so I expect them to be a strong opponent for us down the road as well.
Big matchup last night between Paducah-Tillman and Henderson County, and Tillman wins that one 42-27. I think Tillman actually ran out to a lead early in that one and then held on, but, again, Tillman looking really good this season, and Henderson County is having a good year too.
Yeah, Henderson does a good job. Coach Boston's a really good coach. I think they lost some really good kids from their team. They were really good last year, but looks like they're still a solid football program, a big school, got a lot of kids, and I'm not surprised that was a competitive game, even though I think Tillman is really talented. Yeah.
Christian County will be coming to town in a couple of weeks. That'll be a Thursday night game. A rare Thursday night game at Tiger Stadium. South Gibson defeated Christian County last night, though, 41-16.
Really? Yeah. Where is South Gibson in Tennessee?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with
because there's a Gibson Southern in Indiana.
That's what I was thinking.
But this is South Gibson.
This is South Gibson,
Tennessee. Yes. So,
yeah, I don't know much about that team, but I know that Christian County game will be big for us. I think it's the game before we play Mayfield.
Yeah,
it's our first district game, so. Yeah, we need to play well in that game.
A couple of lopsided scores here. Todd County Central over Stewart County, 43-0. Webster County over Ballard Memorial, 41-0. And, you know, the Trojans quietly getting better. They've got some wins this season, and we saw them before the season in 7-on-7.
Yeah, they got pretty good numbers. Coach Milam's building things back up over there, and they got some good assistant coaches, and he's a really good guy, so I'm happy they're having success. I enjoyed when we went over there for 7-on-7. We kind of became friends, and I'm glad he's having success.
There were some interesting team competitions that you guys had along with the 7-on-7.
Yeah, they do. They did a bunch of kind of goofy lineman stuff, you know. Yeah. 7-on-7 is all for the skill kids, but you kind of want to give the linemen something to do. So I got to look there over there playing tug of war and relay races and
with a tire. They have a tug of war with a tire.
So they got real amped up for that, and it was kind of funny to watch.
Couple of teams that we could see in the future in the playoffs. First of all, Owensboro Catholic with a win over Owensboro last night, 33-28, and some connections with those teams.
Yeah, Owensboro Catholic will probably win that district. Coach Barnes is coaching at Owensboro now.
Yeah,
I know that was probably a really, really amped up atmosphere because they're big rivals.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising that score. They're both really, really solid football teams, football programs. So I didn't know that score until just now, but I'm sure that was an exciting game.
Yeah. Fort Campbell played Madisonville last night, and Madisonville North Hopkins, a big win there, 56-7. The Falcons are a team that we could see in the playoffs.
Yeah, Fort Campbell, I think, is They got some really good athletic kids, two or three really good athletes, so they can get big plays on you. I don't know how much depth they've had. They seems like they have trouble stopping people like us. They're getting better.
Mentioned the Todd County win last night, and of course the Rebels also over in that second district now, so that's a potential playoff team too.
Yeah, you don't really know how that district's going to turn out yet, because last year they were switching places all the way up to the last district game, so you don't really know. It's probably a little too early to start trying to figure out seeds, but we hope to get a home playoff game, and you don't know who we're going to play out of those teams.
Yeah, McLean County came here last year in the first round of the playoffs, but McLean got bumped up to 3A with the new realignment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that 3A first district, I think, has like six teams in it now. It's Union, Webster, Trigg, McLean, maybe Hancock, somebody else. So yeah. It's a pretty big district.
I think Union County is I don't see anybody beating Union County. They're a pretty good football team.
Couple of more scores to pass along. Callaway County over Marshall County, 33-7. A Thursday game, Clarksville shut out Hoptown, 42-0. And a big game coming up tonight, especially for Tiger fans. Might be interested in this one. Murray plays at Union County.
Yeah, that'll be a good game. You know, Murray's got a good program. They got some really impressive kids. They got a new coach. But going Union County, that's going to be a long bus trip. Union County is a really physical football program. Coach Johns has really got them playing well, so that ought to be a really good game.
Yeah, I would have said before that would have been a huge game for both teams up front with the previous coach at Murray. Don't know as much about Murray this year, but I know they've always been pretty physical up front in the past.
Yeah, they are. You know, all the assistant coaches at Murray are still there, so they're still doing a lot of the stuff that they did on defense before. They're running more of a spread offense than all the wing T kind of inspired stuff that they used to do. But they're a good football team. You know, we're gonna have our hands full when we play them. The Union Murray, you know, that'll be a good game.
Yeah, be some big boy football then.
You will. It will. Good luck in stopping that number one for Union County, because he's a good running back as I've seen this year.
Yeah, I was going to say he might be the best player, Jaron Johnson, I believe is his name.
I call him a running back, but he plays quarterback.
Yeah, he's the quarterback, yeah. He might be the best guy we've seen so far.
Yeah, he's really good. You know, he's not a super big kid. He, you know, he's like 5'8", but he's built solid, big, thick legs, fast, elusive, great balance. He's a really good football player.
For Caldwell County next week, it's a trip to McCracken County. First time getting to play on the turf down at McCracken.
Yeah, it's a nice stadium. It'll be a nice place for people to watch a game. We'll get to play on turf. So hopefully, you know, it'll be good practice for us, because where we want to get to someday is on turf in December. So, you know, it'd be cool to get out there and get to play a game in that stadium.
I say the first time we've been down there, but really – we've played 7-on-7 in that stadium.
Yeah, and I think a lot of our kids have played middle school there.
Yeah.
So,
but I've never been there for an actual high school game before.
Yeah, well, it's a nice little stadium.
Yeah. It's nice facilities. McCracken County High School is like a small college.
Yeah, it is. It's got a lot of impressive facilities all right there on the campus. You see their indoor facility. They have a big soccer stadium right behind their football stadium, so – it's a really nice place.
Yeah, the indoor facility, and then you got baseball and softball across the way. It's all right there lined up behind the school. And actually, there are a lot of small colleges that would love to have McCracken County's athletic facilities.
We actually went down there and practiced one of the years when we were making deep runs in the playoffs, and it was our field, I think, was real muddy. So we went down there and practiced on their game field. And Murray was inside their field house. And we were playing each other in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we both went to McCracken to practice.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's one of the top three or four schools, enrollment-wise, in the state.
Yeah, it's a big school. It's a big campus. A lot of kids to pick from. They got a lot of strong athletic programs.
Yeah, we talk a lot about how big Henderson County here in the second region, but McCracken County is actually a larger school. 6A.
Yeah, 6A. A lot of kids, Todd.
talking to football. There's football at Tiger Stadium today.
Yeah, it's awesome. I get to, after I leave here, I'm going to go watch the junior pro play. They got an impressive group of third and fourth graders and fifth and sixth graders, so I'm looking forward to seeing them play. Those are the future of our football program, and I think that it's really bright with those kids. I've been out to see them practice a little bit, and we got a lot of talented kids, about 40 kids on that fifth and sixth grade team. So hope the coaches find a way to get them all out there and let them play, because it's a really good group, and I hope that it's a sign of the what it's going to be in the future.
Well, mentioned that McCracken County, a 6A school coming up. Marty Jaggers actually had an interesting post on Facebook this morning talking about, he doesn't like the six-class system, and I know there's a lot of different thoughts about it, but he seems to think that the six-class system has led to just four or five elite teams in each class, and basically considers it not a good thing. Now, I know a lot of people liked four classes. Some thought we should be five. Where do you kind of fall in all of that?
I've kind of wavered back and forth. You know, I like 6A when they first did it, because it kind of broke up some of those. It lessened how many of those elite programs were in each class. But over the years, you know, some new programs have emerged because you have more state championships. So you do pretty much have two or three elite teams in each class, but it was that way before 4A. Yeah. So, you know, I like it. You know, I like going and seeing six state championship games instead of four, because I like to see more football. But there's issues with the four-class system. There's issues with the six-class system. I will say this, you know, in the four-class system, if you made the playoffs, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because you might have a six or seven team district, so it really meant something to make the playoffs. And the way it is now, you can, and if you're in a four team district, you can go 0-10 and make the playoffs. So, and that's a negative for the six class system.
Well, we talked about the 1963 Caldwell State champs earlier, and in 1963, you had to win your district to get to the playoffs.
It really meant something to make the playoffs.
But there were some really good Caldwell County football teams back in that time, the late 50s, the 60s, that didn't make the playoffs and could have made a deep run, but they were in a district with Mayfield. And, you know, if you didn't beat Mayfield, if you didn't beat Murray, you couldn't get to the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. And every state does a little different in how they do playoffs. I don't know if you know this, but in Ohio, you can go undefeated and not make the playoffs.
Wow. What's the system they use?
It's a computer scoring. Yeah. So if you don't play a hard enough schedule, and you don't have a high enough computer ranking, you can go 10-0 and not make the playoffs.
Wow, so that's tough.
It is tough.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street this morning, getting you set for a big day down at Black Patch. We'll be broadcasting from the Black Patch Street Fair as soon as we wrap up here on Saturday Morning Quarterback this morning. We need to get to a timeout. We'll come back and talk more with Coach McClung after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Mark your calendars. The Black Patch Festival is returning September 9th, launching with a hearty pancake breakfast and 5K run, transforming downtown Princeton into a bustling hub of activities. You're invited to roam Main Street and discover arts and crafts, indulge in mouthwatering delights, marvel at classic cars, or get up close with fascinating critters. And don't miss the thrilling pedal tractor pull as the day turns to dusk. Sway to the tunes of Tim Rhodes. Follow Facebook for updates.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Katy's. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. From field to feedlot, if you need a tractor that can multitask as well as you do, then you need to visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville and check out a Case IH Farmall 100 A-Series tractor. These tractors are tough, versatile, and an excellent value. With four models available in cab or non-cab versions and two-wheel drive or optional mechanical front-wheel drive configurations, you're sure to find one that's right for your operation and budget. See H&R AgriPower for more details on Case IH Farmall 100 A-Series tractors.
KFC Princeton, offering their amazing fried chicken and all the fix-its.
you can dine in or call your order for pickup inside or use their convenient drive-thru. Your local KFC is located on the Marion Road in Princeton. Whether you enjoy a quick lunch or take dinner home or maybe take something to a friend in need, they're always ready to help. They're also looking for team members at KFC. Ask about becoming a member of their team. KFC on the Marion Road, where they appreciate your support and they are Princeton strong.
With Planters Bank, you're served up points with every swipe of your Planters check card with You Choose Rewards. You'll earn points on every credit transaction you make with your Planters Bank Visa check card. Visit PlantersBankOnline.com to learn more. You Choose Rewards on the Planters Visa check card. Reason number 15, that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
We live in one of the greatest agricultural communities in Kentucky and in the country. That comes with responsibility, especially during harvest season. Pennyrail Electric reminds you to watch for heavy farm machinery on the roads. For farmers, staying safe means surveying for overhead power lines and underground utilities when moving large or elevated equipment. And when beginning any excavation project like tiling or fence post digging. Need guidance? Call Pennyrail Electric.
This is Alan Watts with your Ag Edge, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. for the WPKY Morning Ag Report. We check in daily with Caldwell County Agriculture Extension Agent Shane Bogle, get the latest from fellow farm broadcaster Max Armstrong, take a look at the latest livestock market reports, hear the latest edition of Traveling the Bluegrass, and check the opening grain market with Hopkins Elevator's Ben Westerfield. That's the Morning Ag Report from your Ag Edge Network on 103.3 FM and 1580 AM WPKY.
Princeton.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery with Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. Tigers falling last night to Graves County out at Tiger Stadium. Graves' first win in the series. Tigers had won the first three. 1986, I believe, was the first one, and then we played them in 2017 and 2018. So we haven't really seen Graves County a whole lot.
No, and I don't really know why, because I plan on keeping that game on our schedule. I think Graves County's a solid 5A program, and I think we can be competitive. I think we should have been more competitive last night. So I think we can be competitive with them and with the system we have, the RPI system we have now. You know, if you beat them, that'll be a big bump to our RPI. So I see no reason to drop this game, and we'll keep playing them.
Have you looked ahead on the schedule? Any you got this year and next year set? But what are your thoughts going forward?
Yeah, I've talked to some people about making some adjustments to our schedule. I think I can probably replace some of the larger schools we have on our schedule. You know, Christian County and Hoptown is. They're going to be consolidated maybe next year, and I don't really see a reason for us to continue playing them. They'll be – you're talking about McCracken being third or fourth. I'm pretty sure this Christian County school will be
probably every bit as big, yeah.
So, you know, we'll play some of the big schools, but we can't play them all. So we'll probably get them off our schedule. And then I've been in talks with some other local teams that are closer to our size that we'll probably replace one of the other big schools that we're playing.
Looking ahead to next week, it is McCracken County. We're on the road for the first time in 3 weeks. As you mentioned, the first time we get to go down there and actually play them in an actual regular season matchup. What's kind of your early scouting report on McCracken County?
Well, I haven't seen any film on them yet because I just sent the exchange before I came here this morning. But, you know, I think they have good numbers. You know, they're probably going to dress 80 kids. They're going to be big. From what I've heard, they have a pretty solid running back. But, you know, I don't think we're totally overmatched. I think we can compete with them. We just need to play well. We haven't played well. We haven't put together a whole game yet. So I think that's what we need to focus on is ourselves and getting better and finding the best spots to put people in. And if we do that, I think we'll be in a good football game.
What do you guys need to work at in practice this week?
Well, you know, we need to we need to get first downs to start the game, Todd. We need to not go three and out in the first on the first drive. So obviously, we need to get better running the football. We need to get better at throwing quick game. You know, I think we need to just work on moving the football down the field. And it seems like defensively, we play good, and then until like third down, then we have some kind of bust. So we got to get that stuff fixed. We got to watch film. You know, we can't have kids freelancing. We have a few freelancing plays, and it never turns out good for us. So I don't know why the kids think that it's okay to do, because every big play they get, every bust we have, it's because somebody's not doing what they were coached to do. So
tough loss last night, but big game coming up at McCracken County next week. Coach, appreciate you coming in this morning and being on the show.
No problem. Thanks, Don.
That's Tiger head coach Aaron McClung. Caldwell going to McCracken County next week. We'll have the game for you Friday night right here on WPKY. That's going to wrap us up for our Saturday morning quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Stay tuned. We've got coverage coming up from the Black Patch Street Fair downtown. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.